Welcome to the Narratives Library. A Soldier, a Dog and a Boy is a children's book about a soldier finding and adopting a dog he finds on the battlefield in the First World War. Libby based this story on a real incident that she researched.
Hello, lost dog. You're just what I need. Come on, boy. That's right. Come with me. We could do with a mascot. Skinny mutt, aren't you? Well, when we get back to camp, I'm going to feed you some bully beef stew. Don't growl like that. It's pretty foul stuff, but I add to it. I make the best stew in our company. Bully beef bourguignon. All right then, show me what you can do, dog. Roll over, boy. No? Down, boy, down. No? Go fetch this stick. No. If you come back with me, I'll teach you how to fetch a stick and roll over and play. Yes, play. You like the idea, your tail's wagging? Or do you just like being scratched behind your ears? We better be on our way. There's roll call soon and I'm on sentry duty tonight. Afterwards, I'm going to read you my sweetheart's letter. And you can watch me write one back. I'll send her my sketches. I like to draw. Landscapes like this, pretty fields of poppies, and those old stone farmhouses and some of the villages, the ones that are left, that is, and portraits of my mates. Don't have oodles of time, though. I'm a mule driver taking supplies to the lines. Tomorrow you can come with me, now you've found me and I've found you. You can share my greatcoat at night and help get rid of our rats, plenty of them. But you'd better not come along when it's my turn up at the front. You can stay with my mates then. But you'll hear it, the action up ahead. I'll protect your bloomin' ears when there's fireworks over there. Plenty of that too, mate. I think I'll call you Flanders since I found you in the poppy fields. I won't train you to run messages like other dogs we've got. I'll keep you right beside us as a mascot in the trenches, our good luck. So you'll be all right with me, with us, and maybe this will be over sometime soon. That's what they're saying. 3 years is too long. Hello, he's a skinny boy, if ever I saw one. Bonjour, soldier, monsieur, that is my dog. That's a shame for me, I wanted him as a mascot for our company. Mascot, you know, good luck, bon chance. I see he likes you, he's licking your hand. My name's Albert and I have a dog at home in a country called Australia, a long, long way from here. You have to go by a big ship and my dog looks a bit like your dog. And there's no war in Australia. What's your name, boy? Jacques, and my dog is Victoire. I will show you. Assis, Victoire. Rule, Victoire. Rapporte ce bâton. Blimey, I can see he's yours, all right. Would you like to sell me your dog, then? I'll fatten him up, and we'll take good care of him. Our company and my platoon, especially, we all like dogs. We're from Australia and New Zealand, and they call us Anzacs. Us blokes who fought at Gallipoli are now here at the Somme, but you don't want to know about that. Can I buy Victoire? Non, monsieur. Victoire is my dog. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a long, long war on your soil. I've seen boys like you. The villagers feed you, anyone who has food, that is, and you hide out with Victoire in shelters, yeah? And I know why you don't want to go to the orphanage. They will not let me keep Victoire there, monsieur. Well, time's rolling by, boy and dog, and a soldier has to be on time, so I have to bid adieu. Here's some money, all I have. Merci, monsieur. I will buy food for Victoire. Don't forget for you too, Jack. Well, cheerio then and goodbye. Ah, bientôt. Why are you running after me, Jacques? Mascot, monsieur, take Victoire to Australie. You're trying to smile, boy, but I can see your tears. No need to hide them, Jacques. Many a time I've... I understand. You would do this for me, give him up all you have. Strike me pink, but you're a champion, boy. I have to get back, but I see he won't be keen to leave you. I'll take good care of him, I promise. I'll carry him a little way so he gets used to me. Adieu. Come on, Flanders, I mean Victoire. Jacques running away through the field, Victoire. Best if you don't look back. Just through the woods here. And hush your barking, dog. Hey, wait a minute. What am I doing? Hey, Jacques, stop a mo. Monsieur? Is Victoire still your mascot? Yeah, we need our mascot. But who says, Jacques of the village and the fields and the bombed out shelters, who says we can't have his boy as well?
You've been listening to Libby Hathorn reading from her book, A Soldier, A Dog and A Boy. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.